You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
The Mutton Sandwich Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Mutton Sandwich Podcast. You know, this show, we put together this podcast, after all, to chit-chat with our famous radio friends. And it's been so much fun so far.
That's right. And these are friends that we hardly get to go on air with. So it's a real treat to sit down and have a nice little chat and, you know, spill the tea on their lives and the people around them and the stations that they work at.
Absolutely. Today from Tio San San's morning show, 大咖一起来. I say that well, right?
Yes.
Not bad, not bad.
Sure.
不错,不错.
It's Chen Ning. Hi, Chen Ning.
Hey, I'm Chen Ning. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for being on our little podcast, our humble little podcast. And you, of course, host that morning show on Tio San San. Congratulations to you guys for being the number one show in Singapore.
Oh, yes. While it lasts.
It's always a roller coaster ride, right? But yeah, well done, guys.
It's been a fun year as well for you guys, because it was only like a month ago that you guys were nominated at the Star Awards.
That's right.
But we lost.
For best radio show.
Oh, that's okay.
It's good enough to be nominated.
Exactly.
You know, only one can win.
Yeah, that's right.
It was here that won, right?
Yeah, that's right. No,
in our eyes, you guys won.
Yeah.
Aww, I'm sure you'll say something else.
They're not here, Marcel.
But it's fun. And I think being nominated together with Jeff and Megui, I think it's a whole fun experience. And being nominated or not, to me, it's not the most important, because I think it's very cliche to say, but really, there's only one winner, and doesn't mean that if you win, you are the best.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it's nice to get recognition for your work, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
Like we do this because we love it, and you know, if people recognize it, that's very, very nice.
No, but the truth is, I was rooting for you guys more than the others to win, because I've known Jeff for a very long time. We were friends back
many years ago, back in the day,
and you guys were the only ones we actually sent a good luck message to.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, because we thought that it would be funny for someone from the English station to wish us all the best.
It was really
so
fun.
You played it on a live stream, right?
Yes.
So you know, we're rooting for you guys, but how was the experience of it all? The air, you know, the whole airport thing and stuff like that.
I think it was fun. It was funny as well.
Right.
Fun
something
because,
different, right?
Fun because I think it's very different to have Star Awards at the airport.
Yeah.
I think it's never been done before, and it's really big, so it was really uncomfortable to walk in the heels.
That's true.
Yeah. But the funny part is because we all know that Jeff was really concerned about the awards.
He really
wanted to win it so much. But that's because he knew that there were so many people rooting for us.
He felt
a little let down, like if we didn't win.
I'm going to make Jeff a trophy.
Really? He'll be very happy.
I'll go out and buy a trophy and present it to him.
Okay.
The Moon Awards.
The Moon Awards.
When is that?
When the next blue moon happens.
Okay, thanks.
But and it's so fun as well, and we don't say this with any jealousy at all, that they created a radio category for the Star Awards.
Fantastic.
And unfortunate
it's about time.
It's about time. Mm. And it's very unfortunate for us, because there isn't a Star Awards equivalent in English. There's no Channel 5 Award.
There used to be.
Yes.
There used to be the radio awards, right?
That's right. Yeah, we should have that.
They cancelled it because we won every year, so.
Then there's no point.
No need.
The last time it happened was like 2014, I think. It's been a number of years. So it's great that they created this category for this year's Star Awards. It sounds like it's gonna happen every year.
I think so.
Yeah.
It could be. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's so great. So maybe next year Jeff will win.
Yeah, exactly.
If he's still in the radio industry.
And when he gets rid of his current partners.
Or if we get rid of him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, could be.
You're so horrible.
But because we're friends, so we can say that.
Exactly, friendly jokes, right? Now, exactly. Turning, let's talk about you yourself. Tell us about, you know, how you got into radio in the first place. How long has it been?
So I joined the radio because of a competition in 2010.
Has it been so long?
Yeah.
Wow, unbelievable.
I actually got to know radio at a very late age.
Okay.
When I was in secondary school.
That's not late, by the way.
Compared to my friends. They all knew about radio in primary school. I was only in touch with radio in secondary school, and that's why I decided to go to Mass Comm when I was in poly. Ngee Ann Poly.
Alright.
Yeah. And then I joined a competition when I was in year two.
Okay.
Yeah. That was because I listened to 九三三 that time. And then my brother said, hey, just try lah. So I was like, okay, just try lah. And then I really went for the competition. I didn't win, but I feel that I was really lucky. So I was offered a contract after the competition.
Oh, nice.
So I joined full time.
Wow, fantastic. And been more than 10 years already, right?
And quite a number of years later, you were offered, you know, the biggest show on Sansan, the morning show. When did it start? I don't know the timeline.
2018, because 2018. I was doing quite I had 4 years on a night shift because I took a gap year before going back to university.
Right.
Then I went back to university, and that was really hard because I have to go to school in the morning.
Then I do a night show.
But I heard someone sharing with me Justin's experience. I think doing similar things.
I did that a long time ago. So I did Ngee Ann Poly.
Yeah.
And then I was in Mass Comm, and then I did a night show.
Yeah. So someone told me that you said something like, that's like the worst.
That's
the busiest.
You can't get busier than that.
Exactly.
You know, you got school, you got projects, you got exams, and all that. Then you got to rush to the radio station, do your radio show every single day. I didn't miss a single day of radio because of school. I didn't miss a single day of school because of radio.
Yeah.
So after those 3 years, I'm like, I can do anything now.
Exactly. Yeah. So I heard this and then I was like, oh, I'm quite inspired. But I did miss some of school.
That's
the difference.
You know, and then all these years later, both of you realize, alama, why did I go to school? Because I was already working, right? Yeah. But that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
So now, being on this morning show with Jeff and Mekwe, and obviously Pei Fen, who's been away from the show because she went to give birth and all that, right?
Yeah.
And to maternity. So now she's back.
Yep.
So how's that dynamic going to change? Is it going to be a 4-man show? What's going to happen?
It will still be a 3-man show. Pei Fen will have her own solo show from 10 to 12.
I see.
So it would just be me, Jeff, and Mekwe from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay. Right, so normalcy is back to the programming in Jeosansan, right?
That's right.
Okay, there you go. Very interesting.
Wow. Can I ask you, I don't know if this is a silly question, right? But do you have an English name?
No.
She does.
Have you thought ever of using an English name instead? Because, like, I mean, for example, I mean, maybe because we are in the English speaking arena, but like one of your colleagues, we know her as Hazel. You might call her something else.
Or Jeff, I know
Jeff has a Chinese name. I don't know what his Chinese name is. I call him Jeff his whole life.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
I know, but then I don't think he wants to be.
Oh, you mean on air?
Yeah, he's known as Chef, Jeff as well.
He doesn't use a Chinese name. Okay. So, have you thought of doing the same and give yourself an English name so that you're, you know.
She has an English name.
Really?
She just doesn't use it.
No. No, I'm just known as Chen Ning, so I was just, I know it's really hard sometimes for people to call me that.
Right.
Yeah, but all my friends call me Ning, so if that's
Ning,
easier.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what's your English name?
Ning.
No, it's not. No, okay. You can't be Ning Chen Ning, right?
Ning Chen Ning.
Ning Chen
Ning. Ning. Yeah, just call me Chen Ning. It's so easy. Yeah.
I think
I will have identity crises, too many names.
Okay. I understand. Well, Ning is an easy name to remember.
Yeah, easy.
Right. There you go.
We do ask this to a lot of our friends from Jeosansan and all that as well. The Chinese radio, much like English radio, we've got a plethora of stations, right? You've got your youth station, you've got your, I don't know how you would say, your adult station, so on and so forth, however you classify it.
Right.
Is that something that is at the back of your head, like 九七二,九五八 and all that, will be one day in the offing, or do you want to stay in 九三三 forever? There's no right answer, wrong answer.
There's no forever. I think I'm such a chill person. I don't really plan for my long-term future. So I'm just taking one step at a time.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm not too sure as well.
Well, I mean, you're still relatively young and you've only been in the radio industry for 10 over years. And
it's still quite young, right? I mean, compared to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Check out the two dinosaurs over here.
Don't compare to us, guys. Yeah. It's just too painful. Did you, and you might be saying names that we don't even know, but did you have any radio heroes growing up?
Wow. I listened to actually Dennis Chongqing's show. So I think he's one of the biggest radio stars that I grew up listening to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then after joining radio, I've really learned so much from Pei Fen and Jeff. I think they're really my inspiration because I think they're really hard workers and really talented.
Wow.
Wow.
That's so nice. I mean, you know, uncutting your co-host, that's fantastic. I would never do that for him.
You know? And would you like again, back to the previous question, right? At the back of your mind, think one day maybe you want to host a show with Chongqing.
Actually, he was my first co-host when I joined 933.
He was still at Chosun Chan at the time.
Yes, that was how long?
So did he match his reputation?
The expectations?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, sometimes you meet your heroes like,
No, he's really nice and
he's
all.
Fantastic.
He's exactly how you see him on screen and everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, the same.
He is a really down to earth character. Mm. He's older than me, so I like him. Because not many DJs are older than me, so that's why I like
and
him.
You know, the program that we have, the title of it is Ha 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 Ha. Because we have horrible laughter. It's like those ha 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 guys.
Right. You're kidding. So cute.
No,
the bosses actually allow you to call your show ha ha.
They will be skeptical, but I think they have no choice because, as you said, Chongqing.
Yeah, exactly, right? The veteran,
right?
Yeah.
You're
gonna argue it. That's funny, actually.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Actually, you know, that kind of is also like our story.
Hey, right.
When we first pitched that our show will be to be called like Muttons in the morning, they'll be like,
no.
What are you crazy?
What is that? Why is Muttons? You know, like, no, just trust us. You know, we want to create something. And there was a lot of skepticism.
Oh, yeah.
But eventually, when it worked, they're like, whoa, you're quite smart.
Yeah. 16 years later, they tell us, if you ever leave MediaCorp, you cannot use the name anymore.
It's copyrighted.
Right. Yeah.
It's
like, we came up with the name.
Y'all didn't like it in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, oh, well.
Yeah.
So, you know, being in the industry for this long, working with, obviously, your radio heroes as you were growing up, and now two very inspirational colleagues as well.
Mm.
What would you say is your favorite thing about being on radio? Favorite part of the job?
Favorite part. Mm. I think that's different to each shift.
Mm.
So for example, when I'm on the night shift, I really like how personal it is with the listeners because it's really just like a friendship bonded and, you know, being forged. So I like that. I like having to talk to listeners every night and really knowing them on even personal like level. Yeah. I even hosted some of their weddings and all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think it's really amazing to see like my growth and their growth. Mm. Yeah, we grow together.
You become a problem solver.
And then for the morning show, I think I really like it that I have co-hosts that I can learn a lot from, and we can you know, we are on the same frequency, and I think that's amazing, like just like how you two can actually last for so long. I think it's amazing to find someone like that.
Actually, we last so long because they don't know where to put us.
No choice.
So those two monkeys, put them together and let them rot.
But how can you find another monkey like you, right?
Yeah, true.
So I think that's amazing.
That's so well said. I mean, you know, not many people find chemistry with their colleagues, and it's a very important fact of life and why you want to go to work every day.
I'm always worried, like, if one day two of my inspirations in the station right now, like Pavan and Jeff, they're no longer in the station, will I still stay on?
Right.
So that's your question mark.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, so wow, I don't know. That's how impactful I think they are in my radio life right now.
But let's talk about outside of radio for a moment.
Okay.
You know, like for example, again, some of your colleagues that we know, like Hazel, we know, like
if she likes
not,
to dance.
If she's not radio, she's dancing. You know? And then
yes.
And then of course Jeff, he runs his own very successful events
company
and entertainment company. He does a fantastic job with that. What do you do outside of radio?
Wow.
I know one of the things she does.
What
she likes to drink.
Oh my.
As in have a drink.
You are right.
Yeah,
how do you know?
Yeah, because we hung out when we did a junket together a couple of years ago in Bali.
Bali.
Yeah. And you know, we got along because we both like to, you know, have a
I'm secretly an alcoholic.
No, don't say that. You're not, you know.
Yeah, I really love drinking. But anyway, that's not the point.
Okay.
I know, because everyone can't believe it, because they say that I don't have the look of someone who
drinks. Sure, exactly. Like when you look at Vernon, you know, confirmed. You know? But looking at you, you don't. Anyway, but
what
were you going to say about the drinking?
Other than drinking, yes. I do work out.
Okay.
Not dancing, but yoga and maybe some HIIT and pottery.
Right.
Pottery?
Yeah.
Pottery? What have you made?
What have I made? I made bowls, plates, cups.
Wow, she's like IKEA.
is that your English name?
Yes.
IKEA Chenning.
I
actually have a secret project going on now.
Oh wow.
So I'm quite busy.
Oh, okay. Wow. Right. Yeah. Any hints? I don't have to reveal everything. Yeah, but
together with my friends, we have a cafe.
Right.
So sometimes I'll be there. So,
Very cool.
So that's what I do most of the time.
I know what they serve.
Stop it. Beer.
Sorry, no, I haven't got the license.
Oh, not yet. Eventually.
In the near future.
Okay. Has the cafe opened already, or are you still?
Yes, actually.
Oh, cool.
But I haven't really announced to anyone yet. Yeah,
Then do it on your platform
WhatsApp us the place.
Yes, for sure. Hey, funny enough, I completely forgot about the Bali trip. So two years ago, it was May of 2019.
Yeah.
Oh, 2019.
When we could still travel.
We actually went to Bali together, Chenning and us, to interview Chris Hemsworth.
What's his name?
Tom Holland.
Spider-Man?
Holland. When Men in Black and Spider-Man were there, Sony Pictures sent us up there. And that's actually the first time we actually sat down and spoke to you properly.
How I found out about why muttons is called mutton.
Right. No, it was very fun trip for us because you know, we actually got to hang out because we see each other during the hallways and you know, say hi, bye and everything, but we never get to sit down and chat.
Yeah.
And it was us and Sonia from 987.
That's right.
We had a great time.
Good experience. Yeah. When I came back, I was telling about the trip to my co-host and Jeff was very jealous because I said, oh, you know, the muttons, they are very, very nice. They are very, like, they always, how do I say, very manly and nice, because you always let the girls do first and not like the guys in our station.
Oh,
and then he was like, what, let you go in the room first, then it's very manly, then I must also do that. I think you gotta learn from them.
Jeff.
And all.
That's such a nice thing to say. Wanted you to do things first so that we see whether can or not.
Now I know. I'm the guinea pig.
that was fun. And again, especially with what has happened in the last couple of years, thinking back to all those nice we call it work trips lah, but we actually have a lot of fun during these work trips. Those were really awesome. So
one of the perks of being in radio, I guess.
Fingers crossed.
It'll come back soon.
Next year.
Soonish. Okay. One more thing to do before we wrap up, Chenning. All our guests, we do this with them. They get to ask us a question back because we'll be asking you questions for the last half an hour. So is there anything you've always wanted to ask the muttons, either one of us, both of us together, on the record, but only one question?
What
is that
question? So it can be both or individually or up to you?
By the way, there's one question that we ban because, believe it or not, like three guests have asked this question already.
Oh, right.
And that's
Who asked that question?
Have you all seen each other naked?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know why people like to ask that question. Like, it's such a horrible thought. Yeah.
Such a 变态 thing to ask. Yeah.
So haven't lah. You didn't?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
But you all didn't go overseas and you know, onsen?
No. Refused to.
Not that onsen.
We built an onsen together, but we've put on our clothes.
Yeah.
We refused to take off our clothes.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm afraid I might laugh too hard.
And so who do you all think is like a DJ that you all think can be better?
Right. So
this DJ is not so good.
So room for improvement, lah. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a very interesting question.
That might be the toughest question.
We've
ever been asked.
Everyone.
Except Martin.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but honestly, I think everyone can be better because you know there's you cannot come to work and say, I know it all, I've done it all, and there's nothing more to learn, because then your life will be very sad. Mm. You know, imagine coming to work and like, I know I've done this 1 million times and I know how to do it and I'm going to do it the same way. Then, you know, if a listener is listening to you say the same thing every day, you're so boring to them. Mm. So, you know, when you talk about improvement, I think everyone can improve themselves gradually. And also, it's very cliche as well, but you know, experience counts, because if you've made a mistake before, you'll know never to make it again.
Mm.
But if you make the mistake again, then you're not learning and you're not growing as a DJ.
I always tell younger DJs, as if I'm very old.
You are very old, by the way. Yeah, 40 years old, don't try.
I always tell younger DJs that please make mistakes.
Mm.
You know, don't be afraid of the bosses who say, oh, you cannot make mistakes.
No, don't be afraid to open your mouth.
Because that's how you learn and grow.
Because that's how you learn.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you make a mistake on air, holy shit, the feeling that you get, I'm sure it's happened to you before.
Mm.
When you make a mistake on air, you know everybody heard it.
Mm.
Your entire heart sinks.
Mm.
And because of that, you will train yourself never to do that again.
Mm.
You know, radio is like that. Whereas, and with all due respect to other jobs, some jobs where you make a mistake, nobody knows on.
Yeah.
On radio, you make a mistake.
Everyone knows. Thousands of people know.
Yeah,
it's quite scary.
And your entire heart sinks. You feel like I cannot see and learn for the next 10 days, you know. And because of that, you will learn. So I always tell DJs, make mistakes. Please make mistakes. And if you don't, then you never learn anything.
Yeah,
so everybody can still learn.
Mm.
And everybody can continue to make mistakes. Sorry, this has become like a bit of a radio lecture.
She's so complimenting today.
Yes.
But
here's your diploma. Thank you for coming. Chen Ning or Ikea, depending. We can call you either of those names now.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you. And obviously, you know, we wish you all the best in your radio career, your cafe career.
Thank you.
Cafe, right?
I can't wait to go and visit the cafe.
Yeah, come drink coffee and maybe beer in the future.
Yeah, there you go. I was just going to say, only coffee?
Beer also. Okay. And please say hi to Jeff for us.
Okay.
Trophy in the mail.
Coming soon.
Losing muscle mass as we age has a profound impact on our quality of life. The bad news is that the gradual loss of muscle mass, or sarcopenia, can affect 1 in 4 Singaporeans above the age of 50. The good news is that you can take steps to slow down this process. Regular resistance exercise and a balanced diet with a good amount of protein will help strengthen and build muscle mass.
Drink 2 glasses of Marigold HL milk daily to get 20 grams of protein.